This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. fighter jets struck Houthi rebel sites in Yemen for a sixth time Friday, according to a U.S. official who spoke on a condition of anonymity. The Iranian-backed Houthi militants say their attacks on global shipping in the Red Sea corridor are aimed at stopping Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Israel's government appears to be at odds with Washington, its biggest backer, over the establishment of a Palestinian state. Reuters correspondent Leila Shakrashani reports.
The U.S. State Department pushed for the formation of a Palestinian state on Thursday. Spokesperson Matthew Miller said Israel had an opportunity right now as countries in the region are ready to provide security assurances to Tel Aviv.
We do believe that this conflict, as all conflicts do, will end at some point, and that there needs to be a political path forward for the establishment of a Palestinian state. That is the only way, not just to answer the legitimate hopes, dreams, aspirations of the Palestinian people, but it is also, and this is critical, the only way to provide lasting security for the Israeli people.
Miller was speaking after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Washington he objected to any Palestinian statehood that did not assure Israel's security.
Reuters correspondent Leila Shakrashahi. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees said on Friday there was widespread hunger and anxiety about the future among Palestinians in the Gaza Strip amid the Israeli offensive.
They seem to be in a kind of automatic survival mode. They look exhausted. They cannot really sleep. It's cold. You are in the street. You have drones. You have bombardment.
UNRWA Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarini. This is VOA News. North Korea's